Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast, powered by Self-Recoding, world-class consulting and coaching services that you can access at selfrecoding.com. Self-Recoding is a unique blend of neuro-healing modalities that will empower you to reach your full potential. Join thousands of others who have experienced rapid results in their journey of personal growth. Now enjoy our show where we bring you tools for a powerful mind with your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello everybody and welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. We are your hosts, Bald and Blonde. I'm Kathy Tate from Australia. With me, as always, Daisy Papp from America. Hey, John, Daisy.
I'm doing fabulously fine. Thank you for asking. And how are you? And what's up your sleeves? Because that's really, I'm sitting on pins and needles around this time of the night. And I know that you have something, but how are you?
I'm good. But I have a confession. I'm going to do an on-air confession. And it's to do with today's topic.
Okay. Oh, let me roll my eyes first to get prepared. Okay.
To do with today's topic. And I'm going to say I have an issue with my air conditioner at my house right now. It's been super extraordinarily hot. We're talking into the 40 degrees Celsius range of temperatures. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but if you'll go and look it up, you'll be like, whoa, because it's super, super hot. Anyway, so our house has this ducted air conditioner system called an evaporative air conditioner. And basically what that means is that it has one switch on and off and the house has vents throughout it all. Mm-hmm. So the air conditioner cools the whole house. So if it breaks down, we have no air conditioner in any of the house. So it actually did break down last summer. For a whole month, we had no air conditioner until they finally replaced the motor. Now, fast forward 1 year to this summer, it's already stopped a couple of times and I got a technician out here. Now, also understand that I'm renting my house, so I don't have any control over who does the fixing or the maintenance or even when it is done, other than asking for it to be done. So I finally got a technician to come. He cleaned it and he said, oh no, it's all good. And off he went. This is about a month ago. And since then it's stopped about five or six times. And it's throwing this certain error code, which is something to do with the dumping system. And the only way you can possibly get it to start again is to turn it off at the mains, which is your switchboard for your whole house. It has a separate switch for the air conditioning system. So you turn it off at the mains, leave it 15 minutes, turn it back on. It's supposed to work again. Well, it didn't. So I turned it off for an hour. Didn't work. I turned it off for 5 hours and I got it working. And a week later, it did the same thing. Same process. Turned it off for 15 minutes. Didn't work. 1 hour. Didn't work. 5 hours. Didn't work. 12 hours. I thought maybe, but no. She stopped and she's not going again. And so I rang my real estate and my regular lady's on holiday. And this is 2 weeks ago. And I got her fill in and I told her and I said, this is really urgent. My mum lives here. She's in her 70s. I am not putting her through this temperature. I want something done immediately. I waited a week for some action to be taken and nothing. This lady had not even sent out a work order. Now, I understand she's filling in on somebody else's job. And I understand that she's probably inundated. But my mother is more important than that.
Yeah.
So I got back on the phone and I demanded action. And then I got the owner of the air conditioner company who was sent out a work order for 2 weeks. And I rung him and I went, listen here. This is not good enough, and told him the background. And I actually got really annoyed and really frustrated and agitated. And so This is the confession part, because I know how to behave better than this. But I was so upset at this ongoing problem that I lost my cool with him. And then I apologized and he's like, oh, yeah. And guess what? I've got a technician coming tomorrow. So this brings me to our topic, and it's a confession because I should have handled it better. I should have been nicer about it. And I have been to this point. But was it me getting super upset that got me what I wanted? And how often in today's world are we rewarding bad behavior instead of rewarding good behavior? And so that's what I want to talk about today.
Well, first of all, you have my compassion because I live in tropic climate as well. And I know how it feels when the AC is off or if it doesn't work. It's most likely similar that when I lived in Europe where we have really cold winters and the heating wouldn't work. So that's an issue when the temperature is uncomfortable. Well, rewarding poor behavior, I'm not sure if I would call it this way. It is when someone really loses their cool, as you say that you did. I have my whole compassion with you, or let me put the other way around. You have my whole compassion. I have understanding, and I know your mom, and I love your mom, and I care for her, and I feel really bad that you're going through that, the two of you. I think the point here is rather that when you understand that you can be just as powerful, if not even more powerful in different ways, without losing the cool, then you will reward your good behavior by yourself without needing the feedback. That will be just a consequential consequence. So that will just be the next step. That is the follow-up, but that is what will happen afterwards. I'm thinking of a situation when I call customer service. We have here in the US, I think, a competition going on. I think it's not official. It is between the cell phone providers and the internet providers. I think these two industries, sometimes it's a little lap over what they're doing. Some cell phone providers also provide internet and some internet providers also provide cellular service. It appears to me that they are on a behind-the-scenes competition, which one of those has the worst customer service. And what I've experienced so far, because I do recall, it was like 2 or 3 years ago, I had an insurance issue because I broke my phone and I have insurance on my phone. And then, so I need to keep my phone until they send me a new one. And then I box up my broken phone and send it back to them. Five times, they sent me the wrong phone. And one time amongst those, they sent me the right phone, finally. And it's working and I'm all happy. Yeah, oh, fine, because I live quite remotely and it is important for me to have connection to the outer world in case of an emergency. And it makes me feel good so that I am connected with the outer world in case of need. And guess what? 2 hours later, I'm trying to make a phone call and it says, dee, 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 you're not allowed to make this phone call. Okay, so I'm going onto my computer. I call with another telecommunication services that I have downloaded on my computer. And I called the cellular company, which actually sent me that other phone. I said, what happened? My phone was working for 2 hours. Finally, it was phone number 4. They said, well, it just got reported stolen. I said, you got to be kidding. I'm sitting here at my house holding the phone in my hands and you tell me who reported it stolen. So I have no idea who did that. Now, the human I was communicating with is doing their job. It's not their fault what's going on in the corporation. They are doing their job because they're making a livelihood. They are feeding their family or providing for their family. So how I do it, I tell them, look, I'm in a situation that's really upsetting and I want you to know this is not about you. I know you're doing your job and I so appreciate you taking my call and you taking on my issue and that I can share it with you. Thank you so much. But I'm so upset. So it's almost like I'm buying myself a free ticket to be upset without being taken personally. So they then have compassion with me because in the first place, I express my compassion with them. Yeah. So when I speak compassionese as a language, more likely I will receive answers in compassionese if it were a language. So I myself am responsible if I feed into rewarding poor behavior. And I do everything in my power whenever I can. And when I notice that my pulse goes up or my heat in my nervous system is getting a little bit, you know, that my teeth could a little bit like, I want to bite if I were a dog, but I'm not, then I take a step back. I take care of myself. I calm myself down so I can bring the best of myself into the situation. Because when now I'm really verbally pissed, or let's say emotionally upset, I'm anyways, but then I'm getting emotionally maybe disrespectful or maybe like on the barking end of the spectrum, that is not going to be solution oriented. So when I keep in mind, what's my desired outcome? The D dot O dot. And when you write that down, the D O, the desired outcome, will remind me of what to do, D O, next. So I stick with the focus on what is it that my desired outcome is. Because when I'm getting all mingled up and wingled up, that's not going to help neither me nor anyone I'm dealing with or who's dealing with me. Or the situation. It's not bringing me closer. And I have a good friend. Let me think about who is that. Her name is Kathy. She lives down under and she's actually my podcast partner. And she said, either way, it's like a fork in the road. You either, whatever you do, get a step closer towards what you want or you a step further away from what you want.
Well, this side sounds wise.
I have good friends in down under, right? Don't I? She's smart. She's a smart lady. And sometimes when we slip from all the creative parts and pieces, the genie in our mind, not the genie in the bottle, the genie in our mind, and the rational thinking parts and pieces in our brains, the logical thinking, the creative thinking, we lose that the more barky, moody we become. Why? Because then the reptile takes over and woof, woof, woof. And then... Yeah. How am I going to get closer to my solution? Now, I'm not saying I could have done better. And by the way, what I heard you describe, if I remember correctly, I know I could have handled it better. I know I should have handled it better. If I recall what I heard you say, the should have, would have, could have.
Should have, could have, would have. Yeah.
Noise pollution, unnecessary, energy suckers, bad investment when it comes to my thinking.
Sure. Well, I appreciate what you've said about how starting with compassion and making it clear it's not personal, I can see how that certainly helps change the conversation into something where you're going to get a better response from the person you need this help from. And I still ask the question, though, like if I had not have lost my cool, would I have got some action like I did? Because they wanted us to wait another 2 weeks. So that would have now been 3 weeks of no air conditioner again in order to get any attendance. And I understand that it's busy right now and that everybody's flat out, especially aircon people. But on the other hand too, I did the right thing. I took steps. It's under warranty. We should be a priority. And I was very emotional about it at the time. So I do wonder if I would have got the earlier appointment had I been calmer. I somehow don't think so. And the other thing that it makes me think of...
She's justifying her. She's justifying
Australia,
herself.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, please. No, don't get me wrong. I own my bad behavior. I'm not justifying it. It's a perfect example of what people do every day. And so that's why I'm talking about it. I'm not trying to justify it, but I am saying that I'm not sure I would have got the result I got. And that's a fair statement because that's how things can be over here. Okay. I don't know what it's like in America. But I'm telling you straight right now, if you make an ass of yourself in Australia, you're going to get some attention. And people resort to that because being calm and nice over and over sometimes does not work. Flat out fact.
So that is what I'm pointing out. You're justifying enabling poor behavior.
I am not trying to justify it. I disagree. I am not. I'm pointing it out. I'm telling you that's what our culture's like. I am not justifying it at all. The conversation today is to undo that justification and point it out and go, well, hang on. We know we're getting a result when we behave badly. Does that mean we should behave badly? Or does that no excuse? Like, behave better anyway. Well, I needed a result.
I get that.
In this instance.
Okay, now maybe we play that. Maybe let's role play it, because why not? Let's say you're the customer service representative and I'm you, just for a moment. Is that okay with you?
Okay.
Okay. And you tell me which one feels more to you that you are willing to expedite my case. Okay. I'm calling and taking my phone. Yes. And I'm Kathy and it's my mother is old and I need the help right now. And I just need it right now. And I need it right now. And if you don't do that, it's really upsetting. And I'm under warranty and I must be number one. And I really am upset. And I'm upset. So you're the customer service representative.
So sorry to hear that, ma'am. If you just bear with me, we're going to sort this out for you today.
Yeah, that's what the other person told me. And then I waited 1 month and last year was the same story. And I just don't accept that anymore. And this is rude and cruel behavior. And I feel totally ignored. It's your fault. Just wait a minute. How does it feel?
It doesn't feel very nice, okay. Obviously.
Okay. Experiment number two.
I feel attacked. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, that's I purposefully attempted.
Yes, I know.
Okay, phone call number two. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, Precise Air Conditioning Services. How can I help you?
I am in such need of your help. And I'm so grateful that you picked up the phone because this is a big issue for me and my old mother. We've tried already to receive service and it is urgent. And I truly wonder if you can help me to get someone out within the next 24 hours, which I know is almost an impossible request, but I trust in good people in this world. And I wonder if you can help me with that.
Sure, ma'am. I'll see what I can do. I'm not sure that we would talk quite like that in Australia, to be quite honest with you.
Especially not when you're pissed. But when you're unpissing yourself, go to the loo, get rid of it, and then just start anew and just calm down. And when I go for compassion and I speak compassionese, even when the other one is, let's say, not very well trained, is not in the position to make a decision, then I can kindly ask, can you connect me, please, with a supervisor or a manager? I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you're doing the best. When I prepay, remember in the past we had prepay phone cards and you were allowed to have phone conversations for as long as you had prepaid. When I prepay compassionese, I have no recollection of a memory, even when someone came at me back barking. But when I continued speaking compassionese, that it softened the situation.
Yeah, I get your point. I definitely see some things coming to the front here. Try not to get on the phone when you're too emotional.
Oh, yes. I applaud that. Great. Yes, she's smart.
Make sure that you write down in front of you where you can see it your desired outcome. Keep you focused on what you're trying to achieve on the phone call. Prepay some compassion in the conversation.
And so stick
start
to it.
From a place of being humble and grateful that they answered the phone, that you really need their help. And although you're frustrated, it's not them. And then that should set the tone for a conversation where you can get some help for your situation. Have I missed anything?
I'm unaware of that. And I wonder if it is important if we missed anything or not. I'm not feeding in, not even into rewarding bad behavior. I'm making a stretch here. Maybe you can follow. I wish. If you don't follow, then I'm going to explain more in detail. I consider it not loving to you, from your point of view, to self, when you question even, okay, did I miss anything else? Because we can also ask, did I get that right? Is there anything else to add to that? We are so conditioned to question ourselves. Mishaps will happen. It's totally okay. Laugh about it. It's part of life. Embrace it. It's proof that you're still alive. I believe when we take our power back and we appreciate humans as valued, then they're more likely to bring value to my need. When I look at statistics, people are more likely to help you when you ask. Very interesting. Actually, it increases trust when you ask someone for help. That's how the human body-mind system works, based on some research I didn't conduct. Don't believe me anything. Connect the points and the dots and do your own research. I'd like to inspire.
Okay. So I just want to change tracks here for the last few minutes of our episode and go in a different sort of outlook. Still the same concept, rewarding bad behavior. So I want to ask you and our listeners about the businesses that we do business with, whether we're rewarding their bad behavior. Now, for example, very apt example, actually, I believe earlier this episode you mentioned a telecom company. There's a lot of competition in the industry between data providers, whether they be telcos or internet.
But the competition is who provides the worst customer service.
So it's the same in Australia. Our telco services will leave you on hold for over an hour.
Same here. Same in Europe.
By leaving our business with that company, are we rewarding their bad behavior?
Okay.
Because you know what?
We do.
Combined, we have a lot of money power, combined. And money talks. We just have to take our business to another business that does respond and does treat us properly and does answer their phone.
I would. I live in a territory globally or geographically. Not globally, geographically, I live in a place where there's a monopoly. I don't even have a chance. There's no choice, no option. So there's one. If there were two, I would be in a dilemma. When I have three, then I have a selection and then I can look at my options. I don't. I was thinking about what you just said. It brought another thought to my mind. Actually, I don't believe that it's the employee's fault. It's the training fault and it's the management fault. And the management fault because they feel so reliant on the shareholders. So they need to prove that it's rewarding to invest in their company to the shareholders. And they don't really care what's happening underneath in the company structure in many companies. That's changing, by the way. I see it in specific areas where it's already changing. And then that's the reason why they don't care for the customer. Because there's no training. So it's just these here in the top don't really care. They only care about the money. They see me as a dollar sign. And actually what I'm doing when I get upset and really heated up and I look at it from an energetic level, I'm spending even more energy. Yeah, I'm rewarding there with my energy, my stomach upset. Some people may even get a heart racing, I don't know, feel bad moment or almost faint or get shaky hands. So they behave poorly and I even overpay them with my physical energy, my mental energy, and maybe even say things that I later on regret. So it feeds off my energy even more and way longer. No good. So when we take our power back and we ask for what we want clearly and precisely, and when someone says no, then I can still say or respond to that, what do you need from me for me to get a yes from you? Ask. It's not easy when my reptilian is like, the crocodile is, but when I keep in focus, and I like the metaphor of an archer, the archers, and then here's the arrow, and then what do? They push back, they pull back the arrow, and then they're not going like that. Oh, yeah, let me release the arrow. So no, target. And they're so clear. Then they even take a deep breath. Some of those who are professionals, they are capable of physically lowering their heartbeat. And then they pull back. And when they pull back the strongest, then they release. But solely, super focused. And when we start doing that, and I continue focusing, well, thank you very much for this information. I need service now. How can I get service now? Well, we don't really provide. They will find 1,000 excuses because they go through their checklist that was provided to them. They're not educated. They have no idea what's really going on in the service department. They have no idea what's going on in the mechanical compartment. They have no idea. That's almost like me being a body and my left hand has no clue what the right hand does or the left foot at the same time. That's bringing us in trouble. And companies are in the process of changing and they will be forced so because humans are no longer accepting. And I see it around the globe in many communities where they become more self-sufficient and they build their own little systems to be independent. It is about decentralize. And not centralization. So getting off of that and become, therefore, I'm decentralizing myself from other people's energies. And why would I punish myself and my immune system, cortisol levels up, immune system down, because somebody else is not running their business appropriately? That's so self-defeating. Let's stop that. I'm not going to reward them for their misbehavior. Not.
That's a great way to put it, Daisy, and a really great angle, I think, to look at it from. And I think we're going to do a special Salon Talk episode about energy and really talk about it properly. And we haven't really done that. We've just referred to it in bits and pieces in various episodes. So, yeah, stay tuned. Look out for that. We do have quite a few Salon Talk episodes up on our Rumble channel. So go search Bald and Blonde or Salon Talk is one word, and check them out. We're super proud of them, and we've kept them hidden till now. We're just releasing them out to the world now. So I think that kind of rounds out today's topic. We've definitely gone through some information I think will help people temper themselves and behave to the best of their ability in very challenging situations. So I do appreciate the feedback and I'm certainly going to take it on board myself for future interactions, especially with the aircon people.
Continue breathing. Breathing is the most important thing. Not like, and I'm so, no.
Yeah.
And exhale. Not like, yes, and now, no. Breathe. That connects you. Breathing deeply and exhaling. Completely or as much as you can. Yeah. That supports your brain to be oxygenated because it needs food.
And I think it helps you calm down too, the long, slow breaths. Yeah. Okay. There you go. You've heard it from us. Please let us know what you think and please share this episode with anybody you think might need to hear it. Family, friends, colleagues. Let's spread to the rest of the world, 100 countries and counting people, and that's thanks to you. And also thanks to our major sponsor, selfrecoding.com. Please visit them and don't forget to visit us at baldandblonde.live. You can contact us, you can support us, which we would super appreciate, helps us stay on air and stay in the top 1% of audio quality, the top 1% of listen notes, and the top 1.5% of content creators in our category. We're super proud of those stats. And again, thank all of you for your support. That's it from us today. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution. Talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. Please share our show with your family and friends. Together, we make this world a better place for you, for us, for future generations. When you need consulting or coaching, visit selfrecoding.com. Also, please remember to rate us 5 stars and leave a review and support us at baldandblonde.live. Talk to you soon.